Do you know where your energy costs are going? Covering everything from the crawl space to the attic, the College of Energy Knowledge with Christy Hart has all your energy-saving solutions. The College of Energy Knowledge is brought to you by All About Energy Solutions. Call All About Energy Solutions at 910-253-0017 for your free in-home energy audit today. And now, here's your host, Christy Hart.
Good morning, Southeastern North Carolina. I am your host, Chris DeHart. This is the College of Energy Knowledge, where we cover everything from your crawl space to your attic, making recommendations on how to make your home more energy efficient and comfortable. We talk a lot about insulation because we are an insulation company, but we do a lot more than just insulation. Mr. Fagan?
We do absolutely a lot more than that. Everything from your crawl space to your attic.
Okay, that's just what I said.
I just wanted to make sure that.
So we had a good event last weekend on Saturday, the Belleville Founders Day. That was a good event.
It was actually even better than expected. I was truly amazed at how many people. Like, you know, Belleville's not like the largest city in on the face of the earth. However, it was extraordinarily intimate with being able to talk to a lot of people about what was going on with their houses. A lot of people stopped by. It was incredibly a great success. We got several opportunities to do some energy audits for some people, which has, through the last week, Baird Food. I'd like to welcome Miss Barbaria to the All About Energy Solutions family that not only met us down there, but also became a customer right there shortly after, with making sure that her attic space was brought up to code, and she even added a little bit of radiant barrier as well. So that was awesome.
Yeah, especially with the heat they were having. I love being able to go into attics this time of year, and it'd be 85 outside, and we've completed the attic, and the attic is 87, 88 degrees. It's just amazing. Not every house is like that, because every house is a fingerprint, and every house is different. But when it comes to keeping the heat out of the attic, we take a very common sense approach to how we do it, and it works. Leaving St. James earlier today, on a project that we just finished, Mr. Bob Accordino, which was the largest house fire in St. James history. We just re-insulated his house. We added the radiant barrier, added some LED. They changed every fixture in the house to an actual LED fixture, the fixtures we've been talking about, those flush mount LED fixtures. And he just loved them. And I was leaving there, and I saw a builder, and I keep riding by this house. It's a real beautiful house that's being built right on St. James Drive, and I had to stop. And it was really neat because we stopped. I told my brother, Joe, he was riding with me, and I said, I got to introduce myself to this guy. And I don't know why, I just felt like I needed to. And I went over and handed him my brochure, and I said, I hear you're Bob the Builder, because that's what the guy's calling him on the job site. And he looked at my brochure. He said, oh, I've seen your guys' website. I had no clue who this guy was. You know, he's built many houses, you know, in Brunswick County, and he knew who I was. And that was really neat. It just goes to show that, you know, not only from this radio show, but the work that we've already done in the 3.5 years we've been in business, we're really starting to, you know, take a stronghold, you know, on the community when it comes to saving people money in their bill, which is really strong.
Well, and you know, another thing is just increasingly growing that community presence. And I don't think that you toot your horn enough with what you're doing, whether it's for, you know, the returning soldiers, wounded warriors, as well as just, you know, just think about what's gone in the last couple of weeks. We had the Family Fitness Fun Day. We had the Belleville outing. And as well as, you know, taking all those calls that are coming in from the radio station, on both of those events, I had somebody at each one of the events that said, hey, we definitely heard you guys on the radio, and we've been meaning to call, and it was great to be able to translate that. So as we grow, having Breck, you know, that's here in the studio today, coming back on board, having Joe, you know, back, which also just is an incredible blessing. And I know that our listeners are going to be excited to know that Joe's around. It's going to be great as we continue to grow and see what's going on with the future with All About Energy.
So for those of you that do have a pen ready, if you're not happy with your energy bills, you're not happy with the heat that's in your attic, feel free to give us a call at 910 253-0170. Or you can check out our website at allaboutenergysolutions.com. We have some great testimonials on there. We've started doing video testimonials. We had one from George Bell, the general manager of the radio station here, WMYT 106.7 FM My Talker Radio, and Mr. Jason Southern with Moe's Southwest Grill just did a testimonial for us as well. And both of them are very happy with the work that we've done, mainly Jason with Welcome to Moe's, because his average bill last year was $1,400 a month. And their bill last month was $500 less than it was the same time period the previous year. And all we did is we installed the Radiant Bear in the attic. We fixed the insulation that was wrong up there. The bat insulation wasn't where it was supposed to be. It was all bunched up. We fixed that. We did a light coating of insulation just to kind of fill in the cracks for them, and changed every light out to LED. And, you know, if on average we save them $500 like a month, like I think we will, mm-hmm. they're not going to find a better return on their investment than that.
It's incredible how bright it is in there. That back wall now that you can actually see, it is incredible how bright it is in there with those LED light bulbs. And I wanted to add this week, Chris, and I think one thing that our listeners need to know is those crawl spaces. That's what I got to do this week, and it was definitely something new as I continue my quest and my learning and going to the College of Energy Knowledge, and you continuously putting me on each different opportunity. Got into some crawl spaces this week and definitely learned about it. And wow, it is amazing to see what can happen with moisture, how insulation can drop out of the bottom of the house. Now, we know, and our listeners should know by now, that 10% of the energy loss actually goes through your floors. We know that 24% is through the walls. We know that 12% is through the air leaks that happen, as well as the 42% that go through your roof. But let's talk about that 10% from that crawl space. It is incredible when you're crawling on your, you know, hands and knees and looking up at somebody's house, the things that can happen by not having an appropriately insulated crawl space.
Nobody wants to do that, and that's including the inspectors.
Oh,
when you get back to the far end away from the crawl space and you look, you can look at the insulation and you can look up and you can see the floor. You can see where they stopped it short, or you can see this or that. The house we just left in Landfall, he originally called us for his crawl space, and then he looked at our website before we got there, and again, we took that time to take him to the College of Energy Knowledge, and before I even looked in his crawl space or attic, he said, you know, I'd really like to do the minimal in my crawl space and kind of focus on the attic. And that just shows how we took him to the College of Energy Knowledge. But what was neat when I got out of his crawl space, and this is something for you to know too, Tyron, his insulation wasn't down. Like, there was only a few spots where the insulation was down. It was a nice, seamless part. If the average person looked under that and they say, wow, that looks good. But what we found out is when I pushed the insulation up, it was 6 to 8 inches from touching the floor. For insulation to work, it has to be touching something. So being that there was that air gap, that's a place where moisture problems are going to happen, number one. Number two, when I got out from his crawl space, I said, so you wanted to know how much insulation you have in your crawl space, right? And he said, yeah, how much? I said, you have none. He said, what do you mean, Chris? I can see it right there. I said, you have none. You have none, because it's never done anything for you. It's never worked for you. In the house that you were talking earlier today, it had been wet in the past. So even if it has a dehumidifier underneath there and it's been dried out now, it's not going to do anything for them because there's no R value. So with that being said, we're coming up on our first break. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. We'll be right back. Bright and early. Back, the College of Energy Knowledge. I am your host, Chris DeHart. All About Energy Solutions is the name of our company, and that's what we're about, All About Energy Solutions. Before the break, we were talking about crawl spaces, and on our Angie's List, we're a Super Service Award winner with Angie's List last year, which we're very proud of. We have a very good, you know, reputation from Angie's List because of the nice things our customers have said about us. But one of the referrals we have on there, the testimonials on there, is from Michael Parker, who, you know, owns a mortgage company, and I was his third bid. He had already gotten two bids. I was his third bid. We were able to, in his house, He called me for his crawl space. He wanted a crawl space encapsulation. This is what we accomplished there. We put a 6 mil vapor barrier down underneath his house everywhere and taped it. We sealed every penetration up through his floor to stop anything that's in your crawl space from staying in your crawl space instead of coming up. We sealed every penetration. That's including rodents, snakes, you name it. It's not going to be able to get in the house. We taped all the seams, so there was no way that moisture can come up. We didn't waste our time fully encapsulating going up the sides of the walls because there's very little moisture in the common house that actually comes in through the crawl space walls. So we did that. And then in the attic, we installed our Reflectifoil radiant barrier on every attic rafter. We installed our radiant barrier on every attic wall. We sealed every attic air leak and penetration. What I mean by that is any hole through the ceiling, We foamed it with a high temperature caulk or regular expandable foam, and we brought his insulation up to R38, and we changed his 20 most used lights to LEDs. We were $1,800 cheaper than the closest bid, and both of those other companies were quoting just doing the crawl space.
That's so funny, Chris, because I'll tell you one thing: we had the exact same thing happen with Susan Hence this week. She called me, extraordinarily nervous to even make that third phone call. She had had two bids. One was from one of the bigger stores that has a blue front. They like blue colors. And there was another one that was from a local guy. And both of those quotes, she was extraordinarily nervous because she needed a full encapsulation. She needed, you know, a vapor barrier. She needed this. She needed that. Everything but the kitchen sink, and it was going to cost her $1.2 million by the time it was all done.
Close.
Or pretty close to it. And at the end of the day, we came in $2,000 to $3,000 cheaper, and I shouldn't say cheaper, less expensive than the other quotes. And we were doing a full complete 6 mil vapor barrier. We were doing taped in all the way around. We were making sure that all the old insulation was coming down. We were doing a cleanup and a mold control as well. And we were several thousands of dollars cheaper. And, you know, the scare techniques, once again, I know we've talked about it in some of the other shows, but I get really nervous with people that use scare techniques and you have to have this, your house is going to fall down, you're going to have incredible, you know, amounts of mold. And I think one of the things that I learned from you was taking a sensible approach to serving people's needs and doing it, you know, affordably as well. And so it's just kind of unique that you had that experience and then I had that experience.
Well,
we had
that experience a lot. And my thing is, that's money that you can spend to take care of your attic, which you can get a return on your investment. That's the whole idea. I don't want you, unless there's an issue in your crawl space, I don't want you to spend a dime on your crawl space until your attic's taken care of, because that's where you're going to get a return. So you may have heard him on the show before. I'm going to introduce our new operations manager for All About Energy Solutions. Obviously, we've known him for a while. We're really excited about bringing him on so I can actually work on my business and not in it. And that's Mr. Brett Kinlaw. Good morning, Brett. How are you?
What's up?
Nothing much, man. So again, how long you been with us now?
I've been with you guys for 2 weeks now.
2 weeks now. So it's kind of neat to put you on the spot, and let's see if we've done a good job of kind of giving you the feel. The first week he was working with the installers. This week he's been riding with me to see the madness and trying to get to everybody. So, you know, since we're talking about crawl spaces, you've been underneath a couple crawl spaces. Your first day I had you underneath the crawl space,
yes,
by yourself,
you
showed you what to do and left.
Yes,
so
you did.
Put you on the spot. There's three ways moisture gets into the crawl space. Can you tell the listeners what those three ways are?
I would be happy to. You have three major ways that moisture can get into your crawl space. One is it's coming up from the ground, and that's why we install the vapor barrier. That will eliminate that problem for the most part. But any houses that don't have any gutters or downspouts on them, you have water that runs off the roof and it backfills into the crawl space and it can accumulate that way. And then the third is it's the law of thermodynamics, which heat is attracted to cool air. And so we, of course, put insulation, make sure it's up to code underneath the floors. And if you can actually combine all three of those, it will tremendously, if not eliminate any type of power or energy, unnecessary energy consumption from your crawl space.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's three ways moisture gets into your crawl space, and you just hit them. Just to make it more clear, you have the water that comes up from the ground, groundwater moisture. You have the water that comes that could be around your house or coming off your roof and backfilling in. And then the third way, what Breck was talking about with law of thermodynamics, is we know that heat is attracted to cool air. So if we know that, and it's hot outside and it's cool in your crawl space, that means that warm, moist air is attracted to the crawl space. And when it comes into the crawl space, it's bringing with it moisture. And 9 times out of 10, if you stop the moisture from coming up from the ground and you stop the moisture that's backfilling underneath, you can usually fix your problem without having to do a dehumidifier and a full encapsulation. That's kind of the last approach that we like to go. I mean, that house we were just at, yard of the year, unbelievable landscaping. He said, I used to play golf. I played golf for 10 years, and then I took up gardening. I said, well, I hope you're a lot better at this.
A scratch gardener.
Than anything else, because he is a below scratch gardener, because his yard. But with all these plants right next to that foundation, I said, sir, if you were to put a dehumidifier underneath here and you didn't seal it up properly with encapsulation, with a 10 mil plastic, taping all the seams, if you didn't do that, it would never cut off, because it would nonstop be bringing that. Both of those companies told him to put dehumidifiers, but it would just draw moisture into the crawl space. And that's another thing I want to mention. Not every house needs a vapor barrier. You've heard me say that a couple times riding with me this week, Breck. And if his house is dry as a bone, and you put a vapor barrier down underneath there, you could actually cause a moisture problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, most people don't realize that. So get away from the scare tactics. I've never been a fan of that. The average 90% of people have mold in their crawl space. You can put it on rye bread and eat it. I don't recommend it, but you can, because it's not going to hurt you. The average mold that you have is not going to hurt you. Don't mention mustard. My wife hates mustard, which I love, because my son – he's gotten now to where if we can't get him to eat anything, I'll just grab like a little bit of ketchup or mustard and just put a dab of it on his plate. And no matter what it is, he'll dip it in it and it grosses her out.
Flintstones vitamin with a dash of mustard.
I love it.
You know, everybody should do that.
It helps you grow. It helps you grow.
It puts hair on your chest, I heard.
So that's the crawl space, folks. Again, there's a lot of ways to look at it, but it's just a common sense approach. I want your money to work for you. And if we can just do A, B, and C in your crawl space and it fixes your problem and you don't have to spend that extra money, that's extra money where you can go to take care of your attic, which will greatly reduce the temperatures of your attic, save your energy bill, do it, and do all kinds of fun stuff. So again, this is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. We'll be right back to talk about your attic.
Sandy wasn't drinking again. Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer.
You're back with the College of Energy Knowledge with your host, Chris DeHart, bringing you common sense energy solutions for your home or business. The College of Energy Knowledge is brought to you by All About Energy Solutions. Call All About Energy Solutions at 910-253-0170 for your free in-home energy audit. Once again, here's your host, Chris DeHart.
You guys are getting me excited in here. I am your host, Chris DeHart. This is the College of Energy Knowledge, and we talk a lot about what our company does, which is all about energy solutions, where we are increasingly green, but always red, white, and blue. I love that tagline. And I've also took a play out of Geico's book, where 35 minutes can save you 35% on your energy bills. Even though the way me and Mr. Fagan talk, we're usually in there doing that energy audit a little longer than 35 minutes.
I always say 60 to 90 minutes, depending on your level of interest.
And sometimes people have a lot of questions.
And sometimes it can be 3 hours.
And sometimes we have lunch and dinner with the people.
Sometimes it can be like, oh my goodness, is it another day? It was Wednesday when we started, and now it's Thursday. It's Friday. It's Saturday.
That's called a date.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it gets fun. All week was a really fun week. I'd like to thank all of the customers that we saw. We're trying as hard as we can. We're growing and growing and growing, and we're trying to get to everybody. And I know that there's pretty much a waiting list for our energy audit. But at the end of the day, you got to love everybody you're with, and creating this All About Energy Solutions family takes it one step at a time. And it's really fun to do these energy audits. I encourage everyone out there to get an energy audit. We've been talking about the crawl space today. We're going to definitely talk about the attics, but we do really truly inspect everything from your crawl space to your attic, to your windows, to your receptacles.
And how much does that cost?
Absolutely nothing. It is 100% free. And I hope that we can continue to offer this as a free service for as long as All About Energy Solutions stays in business, because it's amazing to get that feedback from our consumers. And I hope that they understand that 80 to 85% of everything that we go over in the home in our energy audit costs you how much, Brett?
Absolutely nothing.
I just threw that right back there at you. You like that?
Well, not to mention, there's companies all across the country that they actually charge to come out and do this.
Sure.
They charge to do what we do. Now, there's other things, and we'll talk to some people that have their blinders on and have been in the green industry since day one, and I'll meet them, and they're like, "What certifications do you have? What blower door tests do you do? Do you have thermal imaging guns?" They start asking all these questions, and I'm like, "No. Why am I going to charge somebody $400 to do a blower door test to show them very easily where we already know their air leaks are in their attic?"
That's right.
I mean, you can see them. So charge somebody to do that test. Now, yes, there are certain people, and again, every engineer we've ever been in front of, we've earned their business. But there are some people that like looking at the numbers, and they love the idea of being able to, see the results before and do it after. But again, most people want their money to be spent to fix their problem or make their house more energy efficient or comfortable, not to monitor what we've done. And we do have that ability to. We can put a system in there that can show what you're having. I mean, talking with Justin Anderson at Anderson Air, with the thermostats, it's amazing what the thermostats can do now. We've talked about them in the past, but they can actually tell you exactly how much they've ran. You know, you can put that thermostat in, a month, 2 months before we come, and then we come in and do our work. And then we'll have real hard data where you can see what the average bill was, how long the system ran, then versus, what the average temperature is once we've done our work and how much it's ran. And you're going to see that improvement. It's just a matter of, spending that extra money to get that reassurance.
Well, here's the other thing that you can do. If you just go to the Duke Progress Energy website, us as a preferred contractor, they follow the identical format that we do for our energy audit online. You can start there. Go to Duke Progress Energy's website, do the energy audit online. It's going to give you ideas and recommendations, what you can do to reduce your bill. If you go to the top left-hand corner of the website, it'll say energy audit on your home. Put in the numbers yourself. And the great thing about it is that also helps before we come out to the house so that you have an idea of what we're going to do, where we're going to find the air leaks, what we're going to show you as far as an adjustable threshold on your front door, how we're going to show you the air leaks around your windows. We may not come in there with a thermodynamic, imaging center, but we're sure going to come in there with a energy gun and see where the loss of energy is.
Oh, we can. We can, though. I mean, we can do a blower door test.
Oh, absolutely.
And we can take a thermal image camera and take pictures to show them, that one corner in their bedroom where the insulation has sagged down.
I take photos of every job.
But the problem with that is, are you really going to cut that sheetrock out to put that piece of insulation back and repatch it? You'll never recoup that investment.
That's right.
So it just doesn't make sense to do. We'll gladly do whatever you want. I tell customers, I'll gladly do whatever you want, but it just makes a little bit more sense to, again, just take a common sense approach. And that's, again, I love our partnership with Solus Window Tinting. They've already done, they're going to be doing a couple jobs for us. Mm-hmm. And
Mark's
awesome, and again, he's very, very knowledgeable, and that's kind of how I've grown the company the way that I have, where I've tried to do strategic partnerships with people that are the leaders in their fields, who are really good at what they do, but they're also not the most expensive. They do a good job, and they don't try to price gouge people. They don't try to scare people, and most of our customers aren't from here. And what I find when we earn their business, if they need anything, my customers call me and say, "Chris, I need a plumber. Chris, mm-hmm. I need to tint the windows. Chris, I need this." No problem. We have you.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I was blown away at Solus Window Tinting's pricing. We have our Crystal Bond product. We love it. It's a cell gel technology. and it's going to go self-leveling right onto the window. It's going to save you up to 70% of that radiant transfer of heat coming through the window, and it's crystal clear. It's great for those golf course communities.
Man, we got to slow him down sometime, folks. So, all right, just to throw that out there, not to interrupt,
I knew you were gonna do that.
It's up to 60% of the radiant
I
heat.
It was up
yes,
to
sometimes it's probably more, but
I was thinking about Kate's pancake
we'll,
house.
We'll keep it the same. It's up to 60% of the radiant heat, over 99.6% of the UV rays. But what you did say perfect is it is crystal clear. So we're not doing anything to stop that glare.
That's right.
Some people need to stop the glare.
Yep.
And that's what we're doing at Kate's.
Yep.
We're coming back, and Mark with Solus Window Tinting is going to put the tint on to stop the glare. And then we had another customer in St. James where he said, I'm very happy with my bills. I don't plan on being here in 5 years. I just want to stop the glare from coming in. He said, your crystal bond sounds great, but I think it's a little overkill, and he was right. And so we were able to get Mark in there. You know, it was $300 cheaper, and, you know, it just makes sense.
But, you know, and I think that's how we live, is by bringing in, like you said, the right partners into the company structure so that we can offer a holistic approach to all of our customers' needs. While we're dealing with the attic, while we're dealing with the crawl space, while we're dealing with the seal and the attic penetrations, sometimes people may need some help with those windows. And that's right where Mark and Solus Window Tinting just completely fit the bill. And I was completely blown away at his pricing and how inexpensive, you know, he is in order to do the work. But then again, he keeps a low overhead by, you know, directly doing that work himself, making sure that every customer has 100% satisfaction. And hats off to you, Mark. You're doing a great job out there at Solus Window Tinting, and we're really happy to be able to have him on board as a partner with All About Energy Solutions.
Well, same thing with Anderson Air. He's doing it right. I mean, really busy right now, but he's taking his time. You know, he's not going to try to grow too quick and get people on the road and, you know, things not get done the proper way.
That's right.
Taking their time like we have and build a good company. So we're coming up on our last segment. We're going to take a quick break here. Remember, folks, this is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. We'll be right back in a minute. New York City. Southeastern North Carolina. This is Chris DeHart and the College of Energy Knowledge. I know it gets repetitive, but we do cover everything from your crawl space to your attic, making recommendations on how to make your home more energy efficient and comfortable. A couple weeks ago, I was bragging about not turning the air on. No, we've turned that sucker off. And I forgot to call you, Tyrone. I wanted to call you and say, look, for y'all to just do what y'all did with your bills, you need to reward your wife by turning that air on for her. And that's that.
No.
We don't want people to think that
no.
to
under
save money.
Or bust.
We don't want people to think they have to leave their thermostat off to save this money. You can actually do it with running your AC.
Welcome to no.
There you go.
That's
so.
I was wondering why your family always wore bathing suits around the house.
I know. We got a pool in the backyard, but the only way we're gonna be able to run that pool is no air.
Wow.
No.
Did
you tell the listeners last week what your bill was? I can't remember. Because that's a really remarkable success story. Because when you first started with us, it was really cold. We did half your attic. We showed up the next morning. Everywhere where we did the radiant barrier, I had a thick layer of frost on your house where heat couldn't leave, where we didn't do the radiant barrier. 8 o'clock in the morning, all that frost had already melted off from the heat you were using rising. So that's how you kind of started when you first came into the show. So let's talk about the fruits of our labor.
Our bill last month, and I want to give a shout out to Ivan Sherman, who is the manager for food services and beverages at Brunswick Forest Golf Course in Leland. And he also happens to have the identical house to mine, built by the same builder, built within 1 month of each other, with the exact same heating and cooling unit, exact same square footage. Oh, but I added 700 square feet onto my house by completely finishing off my garage, making it into livable space. That's the first 400. Then another 300 on the back of my house, which is now a vaulted sunroom, stick built all the way around. That was built by Greg Basker Construction. Thanks, Greg. And 700 square feet more, and tied into the heating and cooling unit, and our bill was almost $70, close to $70 less than his bill And I've also got four kids. He's only got one little one running around. So him and his wife and one little short, little small little child, mine with four and a teenager, 700 square feet more, and almost $70 difference in the energy bill.
Tyrone and his basketball team.
Yes,
but
with the whole basketball
But that's
team.
Two different houses. Your house a year ago today on that bill, how much was that bill?
That bill was $258, the exact same month of last year.
And what was it this past month?
$129.
That's a huge number. Now, granted, we haven't changed all the lights at Tyrone's house.
Not yet.
Yeah, we haven't done that. We've changed a couple, but we haven't changed them all. And obviously, he probably was a little bit of a slave driver when it got a little warm with turning the AC on. But just something little. I just learned this the other day. I thought I was doing myself justice when I was trying to not turn my air on in the beginning, because when you get to that transition phase of being hot or using your heat to using your cool air, on those mild days, you should turn your air on, you know, once or twice just to kind of make sure everything's working.
Right.
So before it gets hot, if there is any issues, you can get them fixed. But also, one of the things is I thought I could get away with just turning the fan on. Let's turn the fan on, and in my brain, I said it'll get some of that humidity out of here, make it a little bit more comfortable.
Right.
And Jason Anderson with Anderson Air, he said all you're doing is you're circulating air. That's all you're doing is circulating air. It's not taking any moisture out of it. You actually have to turn the air on for it to get that moisture out of there.
Huh.
And again,
go Justin.
We got our bill on. We got our AC on. It's perfectly fine. It's set at 80 right now because we're. I'm not there, you know, or during the day, like during the week when my wife's at work and the kids are at school and I'm working, our thermostat's set at 80. On our way home, my wife usually gets home before I do. She goes right to her phone and goes ahead and turns the temperature down to 76, and we're comfortable. Now, 78 is the magic number in the summertime. Every degree you go below 78, your bill goes up, and you go from 78 to 77. On your cooling cost of your bill, that's about 10%. 9 to 10% on your bill just went up. And then now you go down to 76. It's about another 10% added on. Every degree you go down, your bill goes up. And some of you listening might think I'm crazy, and you're like, man, our set is 71, 72. Please don't forget West Westfall. Last year in Westport, North Carolina, right there in Westport Development in Leland, 71, he was freezing when we were done. They've always kept their thermostat at 71. The next day he called me and said, what did you do to my house? And again, it was freezing in there, but it's a different kind of temperature. It's kind of weird to describe, but it's just different. And he had to bump his house from 71 to 75. If you go to our website, allaboutenergysolutions.com, right on the homepage, if you go or click on services, there's a video there that WWAY did about the company. And Wes was interviewed, and he actually talks about the temperature that he used to keep it out and what he's able to keep it at. Now, that 4 degrees, that's a big number. Now, not everybody has to do that. You can keep your thermostat the way it is, and you're going to save money. It's just you're going to be able to bump it up a little bit and be more comfortable.
Well, like I tell everybody all the time, Chris, 50% of our customers become our customers because they want to save money on their energy bills. 50% of our customers become our customers because it's a level of comfort issue. So combining the two is the reason why it's so smart to get an energy audit on your home and have a full complete inspection, because at the end of the day, there's 80 to 85% of those things that you can do that cost you absolutely nothing to do.
A complete inspection on your home. Breck, we were just in an attic. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes.
She, when we were opening up the attic access, she said, I've never been up there. I have no clue what that looks like. Well, I found a little friend up there that's been up there, and like when we see a deer on the side of the road, I tell my little girl, oh, he's sleeping. He's taking a nap.
He's been taking a nap for a very long time.
There was a pretty large rodent up there that was taking a nap. So, you know, again,
that was you guys.
Very quickly, go have her go get a shovel and a bag, and let's get rid of that for him.
So he also specializes in pest removal as well.
He does. I don't know what it is. Do they follow him? Because I've actually personally seen him do, like, pest removal on a couple different sites with me, too. It's just you, Chris, that
I'm not
going to
let it stay in
animals?
Somebody's attic. I'm just not. I'm not going to let it stay in their attic.
No. I get it, but it just seems like more often.
Probably.
That's...
Start to wonder if I kept seeing the rats. You know,
yeah, and it's
everywhere
him
everywhere I go.
Yeah, are they following?
I don't know.
I don't.
But you know, I do want to say one thing. A lot of people, if they have any questions about whether, you know, all of this energy auditing and all of the many different services that we offer is some kind of gimmick, or because I've heard people talk about that stuff. But since I've come on and I've taken the time to learn what Chris and his company does now, I am absolutely amazed at the amount of difference that it actually does make.
Absolutely.
I mean, the first thing I did when I was blown away, the first customer we had talked to, you know, that I actually saw a difference in the amount that they're paying per month. The first thing I did was rush home to my condo to see if I could get up in the attic. It was hilarious, but
and you couldn't. But again, it just goes to show that we try to practice what we preach, and we are really good at what we do. Folks, thanks for listening. This is the new 106.7 FM. We are all about energy solutions. 910-253-0170.
Me and some other men for a job.